Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 10th day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Ervin, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah continues the topic of the Pasei Birois, the partition fence that's put round a well. And it's going to talk about how far away from the well can these partition fences be put. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad beis osaim. He says you're allowed to push out and make a bigger distance between the pasim from the well, right up to an area that will create a shear of two saw and enough space that you can sow two saw of grain, of which is an area of 100 by 50 amas, or 5,000 square amas. Omer lo, the Chacham said Rabbi Yehuda, no. They didn't agree. They don't agree. Lo yomra beis osaim. When did the Chachama give a shear of two saw, an area that has a limit of two saw? In what halacha? This was ela legina lekarpe. This was for a garden or for a yard that's used for storing wood. That is not for ladira. It's not for living quarters. Then the Chacham said, you can't carry in that area if it's big, if it's bigger than an area to cover, to sow, bigger than 5,000 square amas. Avalim hoyo dir. But if the area was a pen, for the sheep to go and fertilize it, oy sachar, or it's a sachar, or some say sachar, a place where you, a pen for the animals to keep the animals there safely, securely, or it's a place which is reserved outside the houses, or a yard in front of the houses. All these places where people live, there people have their what we call mukaf ladira. These are places where even in the pen, the shepherd would have a little place that he would live there. Afilu beis chameshes koirin. Then even if the area is so big that you can sow five kor. Now a kor is, or a koir is 30 saw. Five koin would be 150 saw. That's way, way bigger than the limit of two saw. Even if it's a place that you can sow 150 saw, a filo base asura koin, even if it's an area you could sow 10 koin, which is 300 saw, doesn't matter. Mutter, you'd be permitted to carry in these areas because there were mukif ladira, they're surrounded for living quarters. And therefore, by extension, the Chacham hold, by the Pasei Birois, by this partition fence around the wells, they're also considered as an area which is mukaf ladira, that's been enclosure for living quarters, because the water is used for drinking and for other uses, and therefore umuta laharchik kol shehu. For that reason, you're allowed to keep the posem a distance from the prepare at any measure. As long as you increase the number of these boards to make sure you don't have gaps which are bigger than 13 and a third amas, as we said before. And that's the halacha. The halacha is like this opinion, like the Chachamim. Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer.
What happens if there's a public thoroughfare going through the pasim, going through any of these partitions?
Then he should move that road, move the highway outside of the pasim. Because since the pasim, since these boards are not really full, complete mechitzos, they're just really symbolic of mechitzos. Because really, you're allowed to have porot smur belomid, you're allowed to have more gaps than standing fence. For that reason, if you have a public thoroughfare going through, it'll break the fence. It'll be considered as a breach. And the fact that public walking through there makes it like a shusarab. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda.
They say no. One is not required to move any public area, public thoroughfare, to the sides. Why? Because since you've got on each corner, you've got two pasim, you've got two boards, a double board in each corner, each one of six tvachim. That already is considered like proper mechitzos. And the fact that now you've got people walking through in between is not going to be mevatel, is not going to stop the mechitza operating as a mechitza, as a fence. Now, the Mishnah is going to talk about different types of wells. One well which is flowing water, or water that's Mayim Chaim, as we call it, and there's another type of well which is just stagnant water, a pit of water, a holding tank. Echod Berarabim, says the Mishnah, whether it's a pit of water that's stagnant and belongs to the public, Uveir Horabim, whether it's a well that's got fresh water, that's a Mayim Chaim, it's a water that's constantly moving, of the public, Uveir HaYochid, or whether it's fresh water, a freshwater well that belongs to an individual. In either of these three cases, Oisin Lan Pasim, one can make these Pasim to draw water, make these partial partial fence in order to draw water on Shabbos to give the animals to drink. Aval Lever HaYochid, if it's a boyer, it's stagnant water, and it's belonging to an individual, then then you need to make a proper mechitza. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. What's the reason? Why are we strict by Bura Yochid? And the reason is as follows. The whole purpose of the Chachamim making, the whole reason for the leniency about being able to make this semi sort of a fence, this partial fence around the wells, was in order that there should be plenty of water available for those who were coming up from their different cities all the way up through to Yerushalayim to be Ola Regal, to do the pilgrimage on the festivals. And they wanted to give the animals to drink. So the rabbis let them do this, make this makeshift sort of a fence. But that's only for the purpose of the water. When you have a boyer is a water that's not flowing. It's not a free-flowing well. It's a pit that has water that could dry up. Maybe there's no water there. And if the Chachamim was so worried about that, they said, no, because it's not guaranteed that there'll always be water there, therefore we can't do it for a private, if it's privately owned. Therefore they said, no, we won't allow the pasim, we need to make a proper mechitza. Aye, what about a boir or rabim? What about a public well that's of stagnant water that could also drop? Yes, but Rabbi Kiva holds that you're allowed to make pasim there. The rabbi has allowed this partial fence there because when it belongs to the public, people remind each other, oh, you can't move there because, you know, there's enough people to tell you and to tell each other the message that no, we can't use this well anymore, we can't fill it from it because it's empty. But not with a Bura Yochid. If it belongs to an individual, he might forget and carry even in a time when there's no water there. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, no, ein oisin pasin ella liv'er horabim bilvad. He says this system or this technique of having partial fences around the well was only for a fresh flowing well, not stagnant water, and it must belong to the rabbim, the public. Vilashar, but for the other wells that we mentioned, whether it's a well of a yochid or a pit of a yochid, or whether it's a well of or a pit of a rabbim, oisin chagoyra agavar sotvachem. You need to make a belt, literally means a belt, you need to make a proper fence that's 10 tefachim high. Some say chagura means ropes. Rashi learns it means ropes. You must have ropes around it completely. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehud ben Bava, not like Rabbi Akiva, that the whole heter was only made for Eretz Yisrael, for the Ola Regalim, and it was made for the purpose, and therefore it's only permitted for the public, and it has to be a free-flowing well. A private person wants to go into a be'er and drink, then he has to, and only for water and giving the animals to drink. If a person wants to drink himself, then he's not allowed to draw water and drink and take it outside the well and into that area surrounded by the things by the fence. What he has to do is he has to make a proper fence of a Sarat Tvachim to do that. If, however, the well was so wide that a man couldn't go down and drink there, then yes, then a man could draw water from it and place and drink between the pasin, between the partitions.